Vamos a meditar en la palabra de Dios y les voy a pedir por favor que abran sus Biblias en 2 de Corintios capítulo 5 verso 17.
We're going to meditate on God's word and I'm going to ask you to please open up your Bibles to 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 17.
Leemos la palabra del Señor en el nombre del Padre, del Hijo y del Espíritu Santo.
We read the word of God in the name of the Son of the Holy Ghost. The Father, the Son and the Holy Spirit.
Póngase de pie, por favor,
please stand
para leer la palabra
to read the word of God.
Segunda de Corintios 5:17.
2 Corinthians 5:17.
Lo voy a leer primero en español y Gaby lo va a leer en inglés.
He will read it first in Spanish and I'll continue in English.
De modo que si alguno está en Cristo, nueva criatura es. Las cosas viejas pasaron, he aquí todas son hechas nuevas.
Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new.
Vamos a orar.
Let's pray.
Padre, te damos gracias por la vida que nos das.
Lord, we thank you for the life you've given us.
Gracias por el privilegio de estar en tu presencia.
Thank you for the privilege of being in your presence.
Gracias por permitirnos acercarnos a tu trono a adorarte.
Thank you for allowing us to come to your throne to praise you.
Pero también, Señor, necesitamos que nos enseñes y nos hables.
But God, we also need you to speak to us and teach us.
Espíritu Santo, háblanos con tu palabra.
Holy Spirit, speak to us through your word.
Y transforma nuestra vida.
And transform our life.
Para glorificar tu nombre.
To glorify your name.
Y para llevar a las naciones tu verdad.
And to take the nations your truth.
En el nombre de Jesús. Amén.
In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.
Puede tomar asiento.
Let's please be seated.
El mensaje que el Señor ha puesto en mi corazón y le quiero compartir.
The message that God has placed in my heart and I want to share with you today.
Le puse por título Vidas transformadas por Jesucristo.
I have titled Transformed Lives Through Jesus Christ.
Hablando con algunos amigos en estos días pasados.
These past days, after speaking with a few friends.
Hablábamos de la bendición que tuvimos de que Cristo vino a nuestra vida.
We spoke about the blessing that we had when Christ came into our lives.
Pensábamos qué hubiera sido de nuestra vida sin Cristo.
And we reflected what would our lives have been without Christ.
Y yo le pido que piense un instante qué hubiera sido de su vida sin Cristo.
And for a moment I ask you to think about what would your life be without Christ.
¿Qué hubiera sido de su vida, de su familia sin Cristo?
What would your family be like right now without Christ?
Y debemos darle gracias a Dios que Él vino a nuestros corazones.
And we should thank Christ that He came into our lives.
Pero Cristo vino no solamente para traernos una religión. No vino para traernos una religión.
But He didn't only come to give us a religion.
Él no nos trajo una religión.
He didn't bring us a religion.
Él vino a transformar nuestras vidas.
He came to transform our lives.
Él vino a cambiarnos de adentro para afuera, transformarnos.
To change us fully from the inside. Side out to transform us.
Y eso es el cristianismo.
And that's what Christianity is.
El cristianismo no es solamente venir a la iglesia el domingo y disfrutar un tiempo juntos.
Christianity is not just coming to church on Sundays and having a good time.
O venir a un estudio entre semana y estar contentos.
Or to come to a Bible study during the week and feel happy, feel good.
Lo que Dios quiere, como dice el verso que acabamos de leer.
What God wants, as we just read in the Bible,
es que si alguien está en Cristo,
is that if someone is in Christ,
si Cristo ha venido al corazón de una persona,
if Christ has come into the heart of a person,
esa persona tiene que ser una criatura totalmente transformada.
That person needs to be a creature that's completely transformed.
Lo que él dice en su palabra es que las cosas viejas tienen que pasar.
What God says in His word is that the old things have to pass away.
Y todo tiene que ser hecho nuevo.
And everything needs to be made new.
Y a mí eso siempre me ha emocionado mucho.
And that has always gotten me really excited.
Porque tengo muchos errores y tengo muchos defectos.
Because I have a lot of defects and a lot of mistakes.
Y si usted quiere, le pregunta a mi esposa.
And if you want, you can ask my wife about those.
Y ella le va a contar.
She can tell you a little bit more.
Pero qué hermoso que Cristo me da una oportunidad.
But how beautiful is it that Christ gives me an opportunity?
A pesar de nuestros defectos.
Regardless of our mistakes.
A pesar de nuestras faltas.
Regardless of our faults.
A pesar de lo feos que pueden ser algunos.
Regardless of how ugly some might be.
Él nos ama.
He loves us.
Y viene a darnos una vida nueva.
And he comes to give us a new life.
No importa el daño que nos hayan hecho.
It doesn't matter the harm that someone may have caused us.
No importa cómo crecimos de niños y el daño que nos hicieron.
It doesn't matter how we may have grown up and who may have harmed us.
No importa que la gente nos haya fallado y traicionado.
Or who has ever betrayed us or treated us bad in the past.
Jesús viene y dice, vamos a empezar de nuevo.
Christ comes and he says, we're going to start over.
Y eso es hermoso.
And that's beautiful.
Pero no vamos a empezar de, que, para que siga siendo igual.
But we're not going to start again to have the same life we've had.
Eso no tendría sentido.
That doesn't make any sense.
Eso no tendría ningún valor.
That has no value.
Cristo viene y dice, voy a hacerte de nuevo.
Christ comes into our lives and he says, I'm going to make you new.
En una ocasión, Jesús hablaba con un fariseo.
In a certain occasion in the Bible, Christ was speaking with a Pharisee.
Se llamaba Nicodemo.
His name was Nicodemus.
Y Jesús le dice, tú tienes que nacer de nuevo
and
para entrar en el reino.
Christ
de los
tells him, you need to be born again to come into the kingdom of God.
Nacer de nuevo, empezar de nuevo.
Be born again, start over.
Dios es un Dios de nuevos comienzos.
God is a God of new beginnings.
Dios es un Dios de esperanza.
A God of hope.
Y cada día su misericordia es nueva.
And each day his mercy is new.
En el libro de Lamentaciones, capítulo 3.
In Lamentations, chapter 3.
El Señor dice, sus misericordias son nuevas cada mañana.
God says, my mercies are new every morning.
El lunes es una misericordia
nueva. Monday, there's new mercies.
Y el martes.
And Tuesday.
Y el miércoles.
Wednesday.
Y el jueves.
Thursday.
Y el viernes.
Friday.
Y el sábado.
Saturday.
Y el domingo.
Sunday.
No te conformes con las bendiciones el domingo.
Don't be conformed with your blessings just on a Sunday.
A veces nos conformamos con venir a la iglesia.
Sometimes we get conformed with coming to church just on Sunday.
Dios no quiere eso.
And that's not what God wants.
Quiere que tengamos una relación íntima con él todos los
He
días.
He wants us to have an intimate relationship with him every day.
Para empezar de nuevo.
To start over.
Hablando con los amigos que les mencionaba.
Speaking with some of the friends that I was telling you about earlier.
Tengo algunos amigos que me conocen desde que estaba en primer grado.
I have some friends that know me back when I was in first grade.
Y hablando con ellos me dicen, Diego, ¿qué pasó?
And when I was speaking with them, he said, Diego, what happened?
¿Por qué tienes una vida y una familia y un matrimonio?
Why do you have this life? Why do you have your family, this marriage?
Y yo les puedo decir solo una cosa.
And I can answer them just with one
Porque
thing.
Un día,
because one day,
Jesús vino a mi vida.
Christ came into my life.
Y vino a cambiarlo y a transformarlo.
And he started changing everything, transforming everything.
A enseñarme a perdonar.
Teaching me to forgive.
A enseñarme a amar.
Teaching me how to love.
A enseñarme cómo tener una vida diferente.
Teaching me how to have that transformed life.
Y en la palabra de Dios hallo tantos ejemplos que tocan mi corazón.
And in the word of God, I find so many examples that touch my heart.
Que Dios cambió sus vidas.
That God changed their lives.
Dios las transformó.
He transformed them.
Y no nos va a dar el tiempo de leer todo lo que quisiera leer.
We don't have the time to read over everything I'd like to read over with you guys.
Pero voy a mencionar unos ejemplos que yo estoy seguro que ustedes los conocen.
But I want to share some examples that I'm sure you know about already.
En Lucas capítulo 18 en el verso 35.
In Luke chapter 18, verse 35
hasta el 43,
to 43,
la palabra de Dios nos habla de un hombre que era ciego.
The word of God tells us about a man that was blind.
Un hombre que tenía una condición terrible en su vida.
A man that had a terrible condition in his life.
Él estaba en una ciudad que se llamaba Jericó y como era ciego.
He was living in a country that was named Jericho. Sí. Oh, and since he was blind.
Lo único que hacía era pararse en el camino para mendigar.
The only thing he would do was stand in the way to beg.
Pararse en el camino, alguien lo llevaba a ese lugar.
So someone would lead him there.
Él no podía ir solo.
He couldn't go by himself.
Alguien tenía que tomar su mano y llevarlo a una esquina en una ciudad.
Someone would have to grab him by the hand and lead him to that city.
Dejarlo en medio del polvo y de la tierra de la calle.
Leave him there in the middle of the dust, in the middle of the road.
Para mendigar, para que alguien le dé una migaja de pan o algo de dinero.
So that he could beg and just wait for a small amount of money.
Cuando pienso en ese hombre, me imagino que siempre fue una carga para su familia.
And when I think about him, I imagine that he was probably a burden to his family.
A pesar de que su familia lo hubiera amado, es una carga.
Even if his family loved him, he was still a burden.
Debe haber sido terrible no solo para él, pero para su familia.
It must have been hard not just for him, but for his family.
Para sus papás.
For his parents.
Tal vez para su esposa, si la tenía.
Maybe for his wife, if he had one.
Para sus hijos, si es que los tenía.
For his children, if he had some.
Deben haber sufrido con él.
They must have suffered with him.
Y dice la palabra del Señor que él iba ahí todos los días. And esperar que alguien le diera algo.
The word of God tells us that he was there every day just waiting for someone to give him something.
Pero un día,
but one day,
tuvo la bendición, tuvo la dicha,
he had the blessing
que Jesús estaba ahí.
That Jesus Christ came through.
Y Jesús se acerca a él.
And he comes close to him.
Él oyó que Jesús pasaba por ahí.
He had heard that Jesus was coming by.
Y este hombre hace lo que usted y yo deberíamos hacer en medio de los problemas.
And this man does what you and I should do in the middle of our problems.
No podemos confiar en las personas.
We can't trust people.
No podemos confiar en los políticos.
We can't trust the politics.
No podemos confiar sino solamente en Jesús de Nazaret.
We can't trust in anyone else aside from Jesus Christ.
Y este hombre en esa condición.
And this man in his condition.
Clama a Jesús.
Calls out to Jesus.
Le dice, Jesús, hijo de David, ten misericordia de mí.
He says, Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me.
Y dice la palabra del Señor que aún las personas que estaban alrededor le mandaban que se calle.
And the word of God tells us that even the people surrounding him were telling him to stop talking.
Él seguía clamando a Dios.
And he kept calling out to Christ.
Él seguía clamando al único que lo podía ayudar.
He kept calling out to the only one that could help him.
Se llama Jesús de Nazaret.
His name is Jesus Christ of Nazareth.
Y entonces Jesús lo manda a llamar.
So Jesus calls him up.
Y en el verso 41 le hace una pregunta que a mí me impresiona, me toca el corazón.
And on verse 31, Jesus asks him a question that touches my heart, that leaves an impression on me.
Jesús lo llama y le dice, ¿qué quieres que haga?
Jesus says, what do you want me to do?
¿Qué quieres que te haga?
What do you want me to do for you?
Cualquiera diría, Señor, ¿qué estás preguntando?
Anyone would say, Jesus, what are you asking?
Pero algo que aprendo de estos versos.
But what I learn about these verses
es que Dios no va a obligar a nadie.
Is that God is not going to force anyone.
Dios no va a obligar a ninguna persona.
He's not going to force not one person.
La palabra del Señor dice, "Venid a mí todo el que está trabajado, cargado, yo lo haré descansar."
The word of God says, "Come to me everyone who is weary and tired, I will make you rest."
Hay un momento que usted y yo tenemos que tomar una decisión.
There comes a time in our lives when you and I have to make a choice.
Venir a Jesús.
And come to Christ.
Con un corazón humilde.
With a humble heart.
Entender que el único que nos puede liberar.
Understand that he's the only one that can free us.
Que es el único que nos puede transformar.
The only one that can transform us.
Que es el único que nos puede sanar.
The only one that can heal us.
No solamente de enfermedades físicas.
Not just physical.
Pero de la enfermedad más terrible, que es la ceguera espiritual.
Not just physical things, but the thing that's the most important is spiritual blindness.
Y el Señor Jesús le dice, recibe la vista, tu fe te ha salvado.
And Jesus Christ tells him, receive thy sight, thy faith had saved thee.
Y me llama la atención la palabra de Dios que no le dice tu fe te ha sanado.
And that calls to my attention that it doesn't say your faith has saved you.
Healed has healed you. Pero le dice tu fe te ha salvado.
But he says your faith has saved you.
El Señor no solamente quiere nuestro bienestar temporal.
Christ doesn't just want our temporary.
El Señor quiere darnos una vida eterna.
Well-being. He wants an eternal transformation, an eternal life.
¿Qué hubiera pasado con este hombre si Cristo no hubiera venido a su vida?
What would have happened with this man if Christ hadn't come to his life?
Hubiera seguido todos los días tirado en una esquina en Jericó.
He would have stayed there in the middle of Jericho in a street.
Esperando que alguien le dé caridad.
Waiting for someone to just give him some money.
Pero Jesús vino a darle una vida transformada.
But Christ came to transform his life.
Ahora este hombre puede ver.
Now this man can see.
Él puede mirar el amanecer y el atardecer hermoso que hace Dios.
He can see the beautiful sunrises and sunsets that God has created.
Él puede ver el rostro de sus padres, de su esposa, de sus hijos.
He can see his parents' face, his wife's face, his children's.
Él puede empezar a trabajar.
He can begin to work.
Él puede caminar por sí mismo.
He can walk by himself.
Cristo vino a transformar.
Christ came to transform our
escúchame,
lives.
Mi hermano, no
listen
te conformes
to
con nada menos.
Don't be conformed with anything less than that.
Pidámosle a Dios cada día, transforma mi vida.
Let's ask God, transform my
si
life.
Alguno está en Cristo,
that if someone is in Christ,
en Cristo,
in Christ,
en Cristo,
in Christ,
nueva criatura es.
He is made a new creature.
Aquí las cosas viejas pasaron,
the old things have passed away.
Y todas son hechas nuevas.
And everything is made new.
Este hombre seguramente regresó con su familia.
This man probably came back with his family.
Y algo que te garantizo,
and I can guarantee you
que su familia se dio cuenta que era diferente.
That his family could tell that he was different.
Su familia se dio cuenta que había algo cambiado en este hombre.
His family could notice that something had changed in this man.
La mañana se fue cargado por unos amigos porque no podía caminar.
That morning some friends took him because he couldn't walk.
No podía mirar.
He couldn't see.
Ahora él regresa solo.
Now he comes back alone.
Y regresa feliz.
And happy.
Algo había pasado.
Something had changed.
Cuando Cristo viene a nuestra vida.
When Christ comes into our lives.
Se tiene que notar.
It has to be noticeable.
Tu familia tiene que
your family should notice
tus
that.
Compañeros de trabajo tienen que mirar algo diferente en
your
nosotros.
Teammates at work should notice it. They should
porque
see that
cosas,
difference in us.
Porque las cosas viejas pasaron.
Because those things, the old things have porque passed away.
Que Cristo vino a hacer todo nuevo.
Because Christ came to make everything new.
Eso es el cristianismo.
That is Christianity.
Y hay muchos más que me impresionan en la palabra de Dios.
There's a lot of other examples that are impressive in God's word.
Cristo vino a darnos una vida nueva.
Christ came to give us a new life.
Unos versos antes en el capítulo 17.
A few chapters ahead in chapter Lucas, in Luke chapter 17.
Del verso 11 al 18.
From verse 11 to 18.
La palabra de Dios nos relata acerca de 10 leprosos.
The word of God tells us about 10 lepers.
Estos leprosos vivían aislados, no estaban con su familia.
These lepers were not with their family, they were put aside.
Ellos no podían tener una vida normal.
They couldn't have a normal life.
Ellos no podían abrazar a su esposa.
They couldn't hug, embrace their children, their family.
Ellos no podían tener un trabajo normal.
They couldn't have a normal job.
Ellos estaban aislados de todo el mundo.
They were set aside from everybody.
Pero un día,
but one day,
Jesús llegó a sus vidas.
Christ came into their lives.
Jesús estaba pasando por ahí.
Christ was coming through where they were at.
Y estos se acercan a Jesús y le piden ayuda.
And they come to Christ and they ask for help.
Y les pide que los sane.
And they ask for healing.
Y hubo uno de ellos.
And there was one of them.
El Señor Jesús les dice, bueno, vayan a los y preséntense, muéstrense a los sacerdotes.
The word of God says, go in front of the priest.
Yo me imagino estos hombres cuando oyeron la dirección de Jesús.
I could imagine these men when they heard the instruction that Christ gave
vinimos
them.
Donde Jesús que nos sane.
We came to Christ so that he would heal
ahora
us.
Él dice que vayamos con los sacerdotes.
And now he tells us to go to the priest.
Los caminos de Dios no son nuestros caminos.
The ways that God sets are not our own.
Los tiempos de Dios no son nuestros tiempos.
His time is not our timing.
Tú y yo debemos obedecer lo que Dios nos diga.
You and I should obey what God tells
us. Nos conviene obedecer.
It's best for us to do that.
Es por nuestro bien.
It's for our good.
Es por nuestro beneficio.
It's for our benefit.
Todos los consejos que Dios nos dé en su palabra.
All of the principles. All of the advice that God gives us in his word.
Es para nuestro bien.
It's for our good.
El Señor les dice a estos leprosos, vayan, preséntense con el sacerdote.
Christ tells these lepers, go in front of the priest.
Y estos 10 empiezan a caminar.
And the 10 of them begin to walk.
Y dice la palabra que mientras estaban yendo.
And the word of God says that as they were going,
empiezan a ser sanados.
They began to be healed.
Empiezan a ser limpios de la lepra.
Cleansed from the leprosy.
Y algo que me gusta mucho.
And something that I like a lot.
Es que Dios no hace las cosas a media.
Is that God doesn't do things halfway.
Al hombre ciego no le dio vista solo en un ojo.
The blind man, he didn't heal just one of his eyes.
No le dio vista media.
He didn't give him sight halfway.
El Señor los transformó totalmente.
He transformed them fully.
A estos hombres también.
These men, he did the same thing
no
with.
No les quitó un poco de lepra.
He didn't take away some of the leprosy.
Les quitó toda la lepra.
He took it all away.
Y siempre he pensado en este pasaje.
And I have always thought about this passage.
Yo me imagino estos 10 hombres.
And I imagine these 10 men.
Ellos eran los únicos amigos que tenían.
They were each other's best friends.
Ellos hablaban uno con otro.
They spoke with each other.
Ellos se miraban casi todos los
días. They would see each other every day.
Y la lepra daña la piel, daña los miembros de la piel.
And leprosy ruins the skin, your body.
Yo me imagino que ellos debían verse y debían verse, oye, te está faltando la oreja, se te cayó la
oreja. And I could imagine they would tell each other, hey, you're missing your ear now.
Y eso debe haber dolido mucho.
And that must have hurt them.
Tal vez lo miraba y decía, tú ya no tienes dedos.
Maybe they would look at each other and say, you're missing your fingers now.
No podían abrazar a nadie.
They couldn't hug anyone.
Ellos tenían un dolor no solamente físico.
They had a pain that wasn't just physical.
Pero tenían un dolor aquí dentro en el corazón.
But inside of their heart.
Deben haberse sentido completamente solos.
They must have felt completely alone.
Deben haber pensado que no había ya esperanza para
ellos. They must have thought there was no more hope for them.
A veces el ser humano está así.
Sometimes we're like that.
Yo hablo con muchas personas y la depresión aumenta cada día.
I talk with people all the time and depression is constantly on the rise.
Los índices de suicidio aumentan alrededor nuestro grandemente.
Suicide is at its highest daily.
Pero cuando Cristo viene a tu corazón,
but when Christ comes into your heart,
Él viene a hacer todo nuevo.
He comes to make everything
y entonces
new.
Esos hombres me imagino que estaban caminando.
And so I imagine those 10 men walking.
Y le deben haber dicho, espérate un minuto, espérate.
And they must have said, hold on a second, hold
no
on a moment.
La oreja, ahora ya la tienes.
You didn't have an ear, but now I see one.
Oh, y ahora tú ya te veo, tu mano está completa.
And now I see a full hand.
El que está en Cristo es una nueva criatura.
The one who is in Christ is a new creature.
Las cosas viejas pasaron.
The old things have passed away.
Todas son hechas nuevas.
And everything is made new.
Eso es el cristianismo.
That's Christianity.
De eso se trata.
And that's what it's about.
Y cada día debemos doblar nuestras rodillas.
And every day that goes by, we should be on our knees.
Y decirle, Señor, que venga a nosotros tu reino.
And we should pray, may your kingdom come.
Que se haga tu voluntad.
May it be your will.
Y llena mi vida, llena
fill
mi familia.
My life, fill my family.
Transfórmame.
Transform me.
No te conformes con nada menos.
Don't be conformed with anything less than that.
El enemigo quiere que te conformes.
The enemy wants you to be conformed with less.
Pero Dios vino a darnos una vida abundante.
But Christ came to give us an abundant life.
El enemigo vino a robar, a matar, a destruir.
The enemy came to steal, kill, and destroy.
Pero Cristo vino para darnos vida,
but Christ came to give us a life,
vida en abundancia,
and one that was in abundance.
Y ahí estaban estos 10 hombres.
And these 10 men were there.
Yo me imagino que 9 de ellos, dice la palabra, que los 9 se fueron.
And I imagine because the 9 of them had left.
No sabemos a dónde.
We don't know where they went.
Tal vez fueron a ver a su familia.
Maybe they went to see their family.
Tal vez fueron a ver a sus amigos.
Maybe their friends.
Yo no sé a dónde fueron.
I don't know where they went.
Pero sí sabemos del uno que hizo.
But we do know more about one of them.
Regresó donde aquel que le había dado vida nueva.
He came back to the one that had given him a new life.
Y dice la palabra en el verso 16.
And the word of God says on verse 16.
Él se postró delante de Jesús.
That he fell down on his face.
Y le dijo, Señor, gracias.
And he said, God, thank you.
Gracias.
Thank you.
Gracias.
Thank you.
Estaba enfermo y ahora estoy sano.
I was sick and now I'm healed.
Estaba solo y ahora estoy contigo.
I was alone and now I'm with you.
Gracias.
Thank you.
Y el Señor Jesús dice, ¿no fueron 10 los que fueron sanados?
And Jesus Christ answers him and he says, wasn't there 10 that were healed?
¿Dónde están los otros 9?
Where are the rest of them? Where's the 9?
Solo uno.
Just one.
Vino donde Jesús.
Came to Christ.
A postrarse delante de él.
To fall on his face.
Usted y yo debemos todos los días postrarnos ante Jesús.
You and I should be doing that every day.
Y decirle, gracias, Cristo.
And saying, thank you, Christ, for coming into my heart.
¿Qué sería de mi vida sin ti?
What would my life be without you?
¿Qué sería de mi vida sin
what
Cristo?
Would my life be without Christ?
Yo no sé usted.
I don't know about you.
Yo sí sé, mi vida sería un desastre.
But I know that my life would be a disaster.
Yo creo que no estaría aquí parado esta tarde.
And I know, I don't think I would be standing here today.
No tendría la familia que tengo.
I wouldn't have the family
no
I have.
Los hijos que tengo.
I wouldn't have the children
no
I have.
El trabajo que tengo.
I wouldn't have the job
no
I have.
Nada.
I wouldn't have anything.
Estaría miserable
I would
perdido.
Be miserable and lost.
Pero cuando estaba perdido, Jesús me encontró.
But when I was lost, Christ found me.
Cuando estaba huérfano, él me puso en su familia.
When I didn't have a home, he brought me to a home.
Cuando yo no tenía identidad, él me dio identidad.
When I had no identity, he gave
ahora
me one.
Sé de dónde vengo.
And now I know where I come
ahora
from.
Sé para qué estoy en
now
este
I
mundo.
Know the reason I'm here.
Y ya sé para dónde voy.
And I know where I'm going.
Para el hijo de Dios, el vivir es Cristo.
The child of God, his life is Christ.
El morir ganancia.
Dying is a gain.
Es tiempo de despertar.
And it's time for us to wake up.
Poner nuestro corazón en Jesús.
And put our heart, place our heart fully on Christ.
Pedirle, Señor, transforma mi vida.
And ask God, please transform my life.
Un último ejemplo que la palabra de Dios me muestra.
One last example I want to show you that the Bible has.
Y hay algunos más.
And there are a few more.
Si usted toma notas y luego léalo en su casa.
If you take notes, write this down and read it at home later, please.
Es bueno poner atención en el mensaje y luego tomar notas y ir a mirar en la palabra.
It's good to pay attention, take notes, and then go over it later on.
En el Evangelio de Juan, capítulo 5.
In the book of John, chapter 5.
Del verso 1 en adelante.
From verse 1 to 9.
La palabra de Dios nos enseña acerca de un hombre que era paralítico.
The word of God talks to us about a man that was paralyzed.
Un hombre que estaba en un pórtico, el pórtico del templo.
He was telling us about. It tells us about a man that was paralyzed and was in the temple.
Y este hombre era paralítico por 38 años.
And this man had been paralyzed for 38 years.
Estaba a las puertas de un estanque que se llamaba Bethesda.
He was at the doors of Bethesda.
Ellos de un estanque de agua.
And it was there was a pool of water.
Y este hombre era llevado ahí, él no podía caminar.
And he was also taken there, he couldn't walk.
Por 38 años.
For 38 years.
38 años
38
no podía caminar.
Years he couldn't walk.
Alguien lo llevaba y lo ponía en ese lugar.
Somebody would take him and place him right there.
Y él esperaba.
And he would wait.
Que alguien lo mete en el agua.
For someone to grab him and place him in the water.
Porque ellos creían.
Because they believed.
Que si lo metían en el agua iban a sanar.
That if you were put into the water you would be healed.
Pero dice que no había nadie que lo ayudara.
But you can read there that he said there was nobody that could help him.
No hay nadie que lo ayude.
There's no one that would help him.
Si no te ayuda Jesús.
If Christ doesn't help you.
Nadie te va a ayudar.
No one's going to help you.
Nadie puede ayudarte.
No one can help
solo
you.
Jesús tiene palabras de vida eterna.
Christ is the only one with eternal word.
Y este hombre con su vida acabada.
And this man that his life was ended.
Con su vida
ruined, really, has the blessing that Christ came that day. And Christ has mercy with him. And in verse 6, it says that Christ asks them, "Will thou be made whole?" Do you want to be made whole?
¿Qué pregunta más tremenda?
What an interesting and impressive word.
¿Tú sabes que a veces las personas no quieren ser libres?
You know that sometimes people don't want to be free.
Las personas no quieren ser transformadas.
Sometimes they don't want to be transformed.
Las personas quieren a Jesús.
They love Jesus.
No aman el mundo.
But they love the world.
Entonces quieren las dos cosas.
So they want both things.
Por eso Jesús le dice, ¿tú quieres realmente, quieres ser sano?
And that's why Christ asks them, do you want to be made whole?
Y una vez más miro que Jesús no obliga a nadie.
And then once again I see, God does not force anybody.
El Señor no obliga absolutamente a nadie.
God doesn't force absolutely anybody.
Y este hombre le responde, sí, sí quiero.
And this man answers him, yes, I do.
Y Jesús le dice, levántate, toma tu lecho y anda.
And Christ says, stand up and walk.
Y dice que este hombre se levantó y fue sano.
And the word of God tells us that this man stands up and he is healed that very moment.
Si alguien está en Cristo,
if someone is in Christ,
es una nueva criatura,
he's a new creature.
Las cosas viejas pasaron,
the old things have passed away
y todas son hechas
and
nuevas.
Everything is made new.
La familia de este hombre,
the family of this man,
38, años,
38 years,
mirarlo salir por esa puerta cargado por alguien,
saw him leave every day being carried away by someone.
Un día,
and one day,
lo ven regresar caminando.
They see him walking back himself.
Yo me imagino que la familia se dio cuenta que algo había pasado.
And I can imagine his family noticed something had changed.
Algo había diferente en este hombre.
There was something different in this man now.
Ahora él estaba no solamente caminando.
Now he was not only walking.
Ahora él tenía una vida transformada.
He had a transformed life.
Tenía un nuevo comienzo.
He had a new beginning.
Eso es el cristianismo.
That's Christianity.
Una vida transformada.
A transformed life.
¿Tú quieres pedirle a Dios que transforme tu vida?
Do you want to ask God to transform your life?
O tal vez te has conformado a la mentira del enemigo.
Or maybe you've been conformed to the enemy's lies.
Un cambio a medias.
A change that's halfway there.
Un día hablaba con alguien y me dice, "Pastor, ya no tomo como antes."
One day I was speaking with someone and they told me, "Pastor, I don't drink like I used to."
Antes tomaba 20 cervezas.
Before I used to drink 20 beers.
Ahora tomo 6.
Now I drink 6.
Eso es una mentira.
That's a lie.
Es una mentira.
That's a lie.
Si Cristo vino a libertarte,
if Christ came to free you, he's going to make you completely free.
Vino a transformar nuestra vida.
He came to transform our lives.
La iglesia que Dios tiene que levantar en estos días.
And that's the church that Christ wants to lift up today.
En medio de este mundo de tinieblas,
in the middle of this world of darkness,
este mundo de confusión,
in this world of confusion,
la iglesia de Cristo
the
tiene que brillar.
Church of Christ needs to shine.
Jesús es la luz del mundo.
Christ is the light of the world.
El que lo sigue no anda en tinieblas.
The one that follows Christ is not in darkness.
Palabra de Dios que la iglesia de Cristo es la luz que brilla.
And the word of God tells us that the church is the what shines in the midst of that darkness.
Dios quiere transformar nuestra vida para que Cristo brille a través de nosotros.
Christ wants to change our lives so that then through him our lives are shining.
En tu casa,
in your home,
en tu trabajo,
at work,
cuando vayas al supermercado,
when you go to the grocery store,
vayas por todo lado,
everywhere that you go,
Cristo brille
Christ
a través de nosotros.
Will shine through us.
Que la gente que nos mire,
so that the people that see us
pueda decir, hay algo diferente,
may say, there's something different about them.
Es diferente.
They're different.
No sé qué es,
I don't know what it is.
El Señor Jesucristo lo dijo claramente.
But Christ said it very clearly.
Por sus frutos los conocemos.
Through their fruits they will be known.
¿Y cuáles son esos frutos?
And what are those fruits?
En Gálatas capítulo 5 verso 22.
In Galatians chapter 5 verse 22.
El Señor nos dice cuál es el fruto.
Christ goes over what those fruits are.
El fruto es amor.
It's love.
Amor por Dios.
Love for God.
Cuando la persona ama a Dios por sobre todas las
cosas. It's when that person loves God over anything else.
La ama más que a nadie.
More than anyone.
Jesús es el número uno.
God is number one.
Amor por tu familia.
Love for your family.
Amor por tu esposo,
love for
tus
your
hijos.
for your wife, for your husband, for your children.
Ellos lo van a mirar.
They can notice that.
El fruto es el gozo.
Another fruit is joy.
Es una persona que anda gozosa.
A person that has joy.
A pesar de los problemas.
Regardless of the problems.
A pesar de las circunstancias.
Regardless of circumstances.
Sabemos que Dios sostiene nuestra vida.
We know that Christ holds our lives.
Para nosotros el vivir es Cristo y el
for
morir
us to
ganar.
Die is for us to live as Christ and to die is gain.
Eso es lo que Dios quiere.
That's what God wants.
Es una persona que tiene paz en su corazón.
A person that has peace in their heart.
Paciencia.
Peace and patience.
Y hay nueve otras cosas.
And there's nine other fruits.
Léelo en tu casa.
Please read it at home.
Pero si algo te queda en el corazón esta mañana,
but if you take anything away with you this morning, just remember this.
Cristo vino a transformar
vidas. Christ came to transform lives.
Cristo vino para trasladarnos del reino de las tinieblas al reino de la luz.
To take us from the kingdom of darkness to the kingdom of light.
Cristo vino para romper las cadenas que nos ataban.
He came to break those chains that were holding us down.
Él vino para poner amor donde había odio.
And he came to put love where there was hate.
Él vino para que podamos perdonar. Al que nos haya hecho daño.
He came for us so that we can forgive the one who harmed us.
Y ahora él vino para que nosotros llevemos ese evangelio a los que no conocen.
And now he's here so that we may take that gospel to the ones who don't know about Christ.
Cristo vino para darnos vida nueva.
Christ came to give us a new life.
Yo le doy gracias cada día.
And I thank him every day.
Dale gracias a Dios todos los días.
Thank God every day.
Cuando te levantes.
When you wake up.
Dobla tus rodillas.
Get on your knees.
Señor, gracias por la vida que me
say,
das.
God, thank you for the life you've
te
given me.
Que ahora que voy a salir de mi casa,
I pray that now that I'm heading out from my home, that you will shine in me.
Cuando vayas manejando en el camino,
when you're driving on your way,
Señor, lléname de ti.
Ask him, God, fill me.
Cuando llegues a tu trabajo,
when you get to work,
no te quejes.
Don't complain.
Gracias, Señor, por el trabajo que
say,
me
God,
das.
Thank you for the job you've
brilla
given me.
Mí.
Shine through me.
Y muéstrate a otros.
And show yourself through me.
Cuando termines tu día,
when you're done with your day,
dobla tu rodilla.
Get on your knees again.
Dile, Señor, gracias.
And say, God, thank you.
Gracias por venir a mi corazón.
Thank you for coming into
gracias
my heart.
Por darme una vida nueva.
Thank you for giving me this new life.
Te entrego mi corazón.
I give
cada
you
día.
My heart every day.
Y te amo.
And I love you.
El cristianismo no es una religión.
Christianity is not a religion.
El cristianismo no es un cambio a medias.
It's not a halfway change.
El cristianismo no es un cambio a medias.
It's not a halfway change.
El cristianismo no es un cambio a
it's
medias.
Not a halfway change.
El cristianismo no es un cambio a
it's
medias.
Not a halfway change.
No sé dónde el enemigo nos convenció.
I don't know where the enemy came in and convinced us of that.
El cristianismo es una vida.
Christianity is a transformed life. By God and through his word.
No te conformes con nada menos.
Don't be conformed with anything else.
Nada menos.
With anything else.
Cristo murió en la cruz.
Christ died on the cross.
Un precio alto.
He paid a high price.
Derramó su sangre.
He shed his blood.
Destruyó al enemigo.
He destroyed the enemy.
Para hacernos libres.
To make you free.
Y darnos una vida nueva.
And give us a new life.
Para darte una vida con una familia bendecida.
To give you a life with a family that's blessed.
Que nuestros hijos puedan crecer en una familia bendecida.
That our children may grow up in a blessed home.
Que nuestros nietos puedan tener una vida bendecida.
That our grandchildren may have a blessed home.
No te conformes
and don't be conformed with anything else.
Vamos a orar.
Let's pray.